Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss different approaches to business growth. We'll start with a question about a manager who only focuses on maintaining existing business, leaving his staff with no goals or incentive to develop new business. Then we'll discuss how to handle a boss who's only focused on bringing in new business and doesn't allow time for maintaining the existing business.
Wow, those are really interesting ends of the same spectrum, right?
Yeah, the complete opposites, yeah.
And both can be really frustrating to work for someone who refuses to go after new business and or to work for someone who, in sole pursuit of new business, doesn't leave any time for taking care of existing accounts. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, what's our question?
I'm working for someone who is a really good guy, but a horrible manager. He has a team of 10 employees selling financial services. The only thing he directs us to do is to make calls to pre-existing clients. He doesn't prioritize, doesn't have an overarching strategy, and tends to focus on the details of past accounts rather than on creating a new business development plan. I've gone to him with a number of suggestions regarding new business goals and getting the team to focus on generating new accounts. He says that he likes my ideas, but hasn't implemented any of them. Do you have any suggestions for what I should do?
To me, this just sounds like a company or a manager that is not looking for growth.
Mm. Yeah.
So, it depends on what your goals are. Mm-hmm. If that's okay with you, it might be okay with you because actually just generating business from existing clients is a hell of a lot easier than having to go out and drum up new business. So, but obviously it sounds like it's a bore to this person and knows it's not smart and probably knows because there's always a natural nutrition rate among clients. I mean, they don't last forever, clients go, clients come, so you always have to be generating new ones. So I think this is probably not in the long run a great job for you.
So start looking for fresher.
Yeah,
fields.
I mean, or you could have a conversation with your boss and see where that goes. But it just seems that's a strategy that they're not looking to really grow.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking along those lines of first of all, this can be really frustrating. Clearly, it sounds like the person who's asking the question does have a sense of new business development, right? So you probably feel like you're languishing in this situation and you're busy watching other people in your mind being mismanaged. So I was thinking the one possibility would be, I think what you were talking about maybe suggesting that you'd be willing to spearhead a new business task force, a new business division. And see if you get any buy-in.
Or you could just go do it, I think, and see what happens. You can't keep going back to the same well. You do have to bring in new business. There's something wrong here. There's just something not right in this situation.
Right.
And it sounds like a bigger issue than the one you have.
Yeah.
That there's a bigger problem with what is this organization or this department's goals. Where are they going?
Right. That's an interesting point. And maybe the industry is changing and maybe the manager here is reluctant to take any new actions, try anything new in the face of that.
Yeah, it's an off strategy. It's not going to work in the long run. It sounds like he's, maybe ready to retire or he's winding down.
Mm.
And that's, if that's not right for you, there's a problem. It's a bigger problem than the one you're asking. That's what I think.
Right. Mm.
So, yeah, I would start looking for a company that's maybe younger or, has more innovative ways and is really growing.
Uh-huh. Spread your wings and find fresher, greener, more interesting opportunities.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I hate to tell people to leave a job, but this is a big issue here.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem.
Well, I think, as we often talk about, when the leader, even if it's of your division, is not, first of all, is not someone who's looking strategically at the department as a whole and how to grow it, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Because no one else, everyone's going to follow that person's lead. So it leads to a really apathetic situation.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like there's virtually no pressure.
Right.
So some people might like that. Maybe that's just where this guy is at. He doesn't want the pressure, or the woman. I don't know what the boss is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they're at the end of their career. Mm-hmm.
And content with being where they are. Yeah,
right, exactly.
They're coasting, as we would say.
Right.
Right, right.
Or, you know, people go through different phases in their life where maybe they're getting a divorce or they're not well. Other right. things are mm-hmm. happening that the priorities are not there.
Right.
But it's not a good situation.
No. It's not a good situation.
I don't think it's sustainable.
It's interesting that he says that he liked the idea and then...
Didn't
why
do
wouldn't
anything.
He say, why don't you, you know, start or give me some examples or just start with that idea?
Yeah.
Like he just said, I like your idea and did nothing with it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a bigger problem there.
Right.
And I just don't know what that is. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, we want to sum it up?
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It is summed up. And if you have any further...
Get out.
...comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2. And we'd love to hear from you if you're going through a similar situation.
Yes. If you want to get onto our email list as well, you can text us at 228-28 and type in my crazy office. That's at 228-28 and my crazy office, all one word. And you can also follow us at Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what to do when your boss is only focused on bringing in new business and doesn't put any energy into maintaining existing business. Mm. This is kind of the opposite of what we talked about before.
Yeah.
I think this is a really big mistake. I think it costs much less to maintain clients
right.
or to bring old clients, you know, that maybe left for a bit, but to bring them back because there's a familiarity with you than it is to... You know, it's expensive to bring in new clients. It's usually marketing. It takes it takes time to bring them in and get them on board. So I think that's a really big mistake. But I've heard that before.
Yes. I think sometimes when they bring someone in who has a very aggressive growth strategy that they just like make the sales, make it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no concern with the remaining. Actually, we were in a situation like that with the service business, Kathy.
We were?
Yeah, where many different... new clients were being taken on and the existing ones weren't being maintained.
Mm. Oh, right. Okay.
I just whispered to Kathy.
Right. So, there are aggressive Remember? People that just, right, it's just about bring it in.
Yeah.
Rather than knowing how to cultivate. But, I mean, when I look at my small businesses, I'm always talking to them about this. Like, who's making sure that the clients are happy and that you're maintaining them?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of this one client of mine. If you just did some business with them, who's going after them just to make sure that you continue bringing business in?
Right.
You know, how do you stay current with the clients you have? And sometimes clients come and go for a period of time, but they should always be your clients.
Well, and aren't they often your best referral sources? So if they're happy, they will bring more business to you.
Yeah. So you never, I don't think you should ever neglect your past and current clients. Mm-hmm. That to me is like your, you know,
gold.
Yeah, your gold.
Yeah. So what do you do what does one do since you are the expert in my world of managing up in these situations? What would someone do if you found yourself with a boss who's just, you know, hell-bent on only bringing in new business?
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, I don't know if they're going to respect, what you're saying, because they may maybe their compensation is tied to new business. We don't really know. I don't know why their manager is, you know, going in that direction. It's usually what it's about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they looking for really, really rapid growth?
Yes.
And as you know, that's just where that manager's at. I think it's worth a conversation to find out, you know, why is there no value in us keeping and making our current clients happy? I would see if they're, you know, if they were open to that.
Well, and you said for many of your small business owners, they assign someone with that role. So
many
maybe
times
you could,
they don't, but
yeah. But perhaps you could offer to in some way play a role in that if you got any sense that the leader or manager was willing to consider the value of that.
Yeah. Mm.
I think what I think is interesting in these situations is you, but way before there's fallout, if you're an employee in this situation, you feel it. Like mm-hmm. you feel that tension. You know that certain clients or customers or accounts are not being properly tended to, and you just, you're constantly feeling the stress of waiting for their displeasure.
Well, I mean, you also have been probably a customer who is not taken well care of.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, we know our electric company or our phone company, you know, where we're just a
number. No names, please.
Or, you know, the bank you're presently going to.
Yeah.
We get our phone and Fios and all the internet. We get it all from Verizon. I just want to, if anyone from Verizon is listening, you continuously call us to buy the service we already have.
Yeah.
And then we get a mailer at least 3 times a week to buy the service we already have.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, to me, that's neglecting.
That is.
Whatever. That's on a big scale. But, So both of these situations to me are very similar. There's something going on that is not, you know,
for the manager.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the issue at hand, but is driving it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in sales, you're usually a pretty sought after person. If you can bring in business, who wouldn't want you? So it's always good to look.
So just as we told the person who's frustrated with the person who won't bring in any new business, this person should do a little looking as well.
As a salesperson, your value is in the clients that you can bring with you. So you cannot upset your present clients.
That's such a good point.
Your book of business is yours. Nobody can ever take that away from you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay in that industry and those are your clients, you have to service them. So you have to do what's right for you.
Okay, that is very clear. Do what is right for you.
Yeah.
And so attempt a conversation, though we don't know, and understand that there's probably something driving the person that you don't have any idea about. See if you can get some headway, and if not, take your clients with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it for this My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskKate2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.